food in the middle of the chotzer. So if one shutev has this food, has this hole in the middle of the chotzer, yesh kli arba amis l'choruch ruach. He automatically, when they divide up now, he has the right to get four amis all around this pit. That's the way he uses it. So he has the right to use the dalav amis around this pit. V'loyamar, this was only said, el adaloy miyachad l'tizcha. He does not have a special door that he comes in, like from his house, to go to that pit. Abel, what's going to be? Abel, let's say, miyachad loy. But let's say, miyachad loy tizcha, let's say he has clearly one way to go. He has one door, that from that door he always goes straight to this pit. Then ein loy ela arba amis lefnei tizchoy. Then he only has the right to use four amis in front of his Pesach. Like he goes from his door to this pit, so that's all. He only has four amos in front of the Pesach, not all around the bor. Omer Avuna Avuna said, Achsadro ain lo dalad amos. If somebody has an achsadro, it's like an open porch going into the chotzer, then you do not get dalad amos. Why? Taima mai. What's the reason why if you have a Pesach, a door opening up into the chotzer, we give you the outside dalad amos? Mishum pirak masoi. Because you have to like unload your weight that people carrying things on you, on the person or on his animal, so you can't take the animal into the house. Therefore, outside the house, he has to take off his weight. So since he has to take off his weight, therefore he needs dal damas. But hocha efshad the ayla gavoi. But here, since it's an open achsad, it's an open porch, he can go inside it or meforik, and he'll take off the weight to untie the bundles inside the yard. Inside his achsadra. So therefore, in the chotzer itself, he does not get dalad amos. Moser Rosheshu. Rosheshu asked the question. Echot sharei batim v'yechot sharei achsadrois yesh lom dalad amos. You should know it says whether it's a shar, an opening to the house, v'yechot sharei achsadrois, whether it's the opening to your achsadra, to your porch, you do have dalad amos. So it's much more clear, if you have a porch that's opening up into the chotzer, you get dalad amos into that chotzer. So, of course, not like Rav Huna just said. So, our answer is, Kitanya hi. When did we learn that you do get dalad amos inside the chotzer? The achsadra devei rav. When the achsadra is like a devei rav, means that it has a roof on top of it. So, therefore, it's not an open porch. Therefore, you can't take your thing, the animal, inside it. Therefore, you have a right to take off the weight, take off the bundles outside in the chotzer. Rashi says, achsadra devei rav says, Defanei sovele, it has walls all around it. It's like an open porch. It means there's a lot of windows there, but there are walls there. Therefore, you can't take your things inside. You have a right to untie, unload yourself outside. For the Gemara, Achsadra Devei Rav Pshita. It's Runya Mialyu. It's a regular good room. It's a good room. If it has four walls around it, so Pshita, it's like a regular room. And therefore, since this room opens up into the Chotzer, Pshita, you get Dalad Amos in front of the room. What's the Chiddush then? So where it says, El, or rather the case here, the Chiddush is, the Achsadra Rumiyusa. Talking about Achsadra of Rumiyusa, Rashi says that means, Mulkefas Defanas Demuchas. True, it has walls, but very low walls. Shein Magiyas Atikra. They do not reach the roof. So therefore, I would have thought to say, since the walls do not reach the roof, maybe he's supposed to go inside and unload there. Kamash Mula, no. Still, since there are some walls there, so he does not want to bring the animals inside, he has the right to unload his things outside. Therefore, in the chutzre, he deserves four amos. Tana Rabbanu, what about this? Beis Shar, if he has this Beis Shar, Rashi says that Sabai is caught in a small house, Shalefnei Pesach Traklin. It's like a small house in front of the big palace. That's called the Beis Shar. Usually it's called like a little small hut that the Shomer stays there. Or else Achsadra, or else you have an open porch. Or else the Mafrest has an open balcony. Yeshlen Daldamis. All these things, when they open up into the Chotzer, they get Daldamis in the Chotzer. What's going to be now? Hoyu Chamisha Batim. Let's say there are five houses. Hoyu Chamisha Batim. She has used to Hoyu Arboi Chamisha Batim Sukhla Mafrestas. Kids, Hoyu Chamisha Batim Sukhla Mafrestas. To this balcony, there are five houses, five apartments open up to this balcony. The balcony goes into five different apartments. Izein lehem el dalad amos bavad. When they come out to the chotzer, though, they only have one dalad amos. In other words, because there's only one entrance, like from the balcony into the chotzer. Even though when you get to the balcony, like, it goes into five different apartments. But so what? When they all come down there, they use one Pesach, so they could all unload in one dalad amos. Therefore, in the chutzpah itself, they only get Dalad Amos. Now, Rashi says it means Eitzah Ragli Asulam. Hey, if you have a balcony, how do you get upstairs with a ladder? So when the ladder comes down where the ladder lands in the chutzpah, from there you have Dalad Amos. So, Boy Minei Rabbi Yechonim Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yechonim has to shout out from Rabbi Yanai. Lul Shotan Gerlim. We have a chicken coop. Rashi says, "By is cottage from a gadlan bar tanagirdim." V'yesh pesel chutzer, and it opens up into the chutzer. Do you have a right to use dal damis outside that pesel or not? Yesh le dal damis, or yein le dal damis. Amalei said back that time am I like here? You do not have it. Why? What's the reason why a regular pesach that opens up to the chutzer gives you dal damis? Time am I mishum pirik masoi? Should have place to unload your packages. Therefore, you have to unload outside your door in those dalad amos. But hoch, if you only have a chicken coop, metafes v'oila, metafes v'yorid, the birds climb up the wall and they climb down the wall, but they do not have to do anything in the chutzah itself. Therefore, you do not receive any special room in the chutzah. Boy minei rov v'rav nachman. Rov is the shalos from Rav Nachman. Bayis, if you have a house, chetzi of nekura, v'chetzi of eina mekura, half of this house has a roof on it, and half of it does not. Like the outer porch, the first entrance into the house, half of that first room, that porch, whatever it is, half of it does not have a roof, and half of it does. And it opens up into the chotzer. So, yesh le dal damas, or yein le dal damas. Do you have dal damas or not? Like, do we say, yeah, but you should come into this room and unload there, since it has no roof on it, so therefore you would not receive dal damas? Or maybe no? Still, it's your house, it's your room, you don't want to unload there, you have right to unload outside in the chutzer. Omalei, he said, back to him, Mishino, Ein loy dalad amos. No, you do not have dalad amos. Because you're supposed to come in and unload inside. And like this, loy mi boy, not only kiruyov, milagav, not only when the kira, when the wall is inside, the yevsha, the ayo, milagav, or mefarik. It's not only when the roof is like in the inside half. So then the outside half that's near the chutzah does not have a roof. So then it's very easy for you to go into that room and unload there in the first half that doesn't have the roof. So not only in this case, you do not get dalad amos in the chutzah because you should unload in this room, el rather afilu kirov kapechutz, even if the roof is on the half of the room that's outside near the chutzah. And the open part is inside the room, inside, further in. Still, you do not receive dalad amos in the chutzah. Because I'll tell you the story is, ef should the ayin legavoi, or meforek, you should go all the way inside this room until where there's no roof there, and there unload. But since you have a place inside to unload, therefore in the chutzah you do not receive dalad amos. Boi minei Rav Huna m'Rabbi Ami. Rav Huna yes, shalom from Rav Ami. Echad mibnei mavui, one person that's living in this mavui, in this alleyway, shebikesh lahachzer pichsoi lemavui acher. He wants to open up his pesach into another mavui. Like this, the people all use one alleyway to go out to the shusharabim, and one person has a house, that in the back of his house, he has an entrance, a door, that could open up into the other street, into the other mavui. So does he have a right to open up that chotzer, that door, and use the other mavui or not? So it says that, so the people in the other B'nai Mavi, do they have a right to stop him or not? So Rashi says, like if you're going to open up that door, so you're going to have people from the other Mavi coming through. And we don't want people from the other Mavi coming through. So do we have a right to stop you from opening your door or not? Or Malay, he answered back, B'nai Mavi Makfin Olav, yes. The people from this alleyway have a right to stop you from making an opening into the next alleyway. We do not want the people from the next alleyway to come in here. So they have a right to makiv on you, not to open up your back door there. Now, achsanyo, lefi b'nei odom ischalekis, oy lefi psochim ischalekis. And achsanyo has like an inn, a place that people come to live there. Rashi says achsanyo means chayil shamelech. Hamutla b'nei ir, losat lam achsanyo b'tayim. As the king, when he sends his army men into the city, everybody has to put them up. So when you take in these army men into your house now, lefi b'nei yodam, hadorim b'bayis, mitzchalekis, do we divide up upon according to how many people living in the house? Or else lefi pesachim.
Or lefi pesachim mitzchalekis, or else we divide up upon to the houses. In other words, when we have to give out these zanim and everybody has to take some, do we give them according to how many people are in your house or according to how many doors you have opening up? Omalesi said back to Mishnah, Lefi b'nei yodam mischalekis. We give like according to how many people living there, that's how many army men we give you. It doesn't make enough kmina how many doors you have opening up to the chotzer. So Mar says, Tanya nam yochu, we learned like this also. It says, Zevil sheb chotzer, if there's manure in the chotzer, and you want to divide it up, so mischalekis lefit sochen, according to how many doors you have opening up into the chotzer, that's how much of a share you get in the zevil. Like if your house has two doors and the other house only has one, so you get 2/3 of the zevil. But achsenoi, that we give out these army men to different people, lefi bnei yodim, it's divided up according to how many people living there, not according to the psochen.
Rashi says,
Achsenoi, that means Chel Shemelech, the Yami men, Hamutal al Pnei Yir, Los Islam Achsenoi Mavatayim. People have to put them up. Lefi bnei Yodim, Hadaron Babayis. Mishlekas Lefi Psochim, that means Lezevel Sodois, Lefi Shederach Hapsochim, Eshlichushom, Hachinasas Ashpa. As you go according to the doors to get the junk, the Ashpa, the Zevel, because that's how much you put out there. Each Pesach puts out a certain amount, so therefore that's what kind of chelik you get in the Zevel.
Omar Rafuna, Echo Mibne Movi, one person from this Movi, from this alleyway. Shevikash Listoim, Kineget Pitchoi, he wants to close up in front of his door. So Rashi says, Shevikash Listoim, Kineget Pitchoi, Lahakif Mechitza Sviva is Daudamis, Shevikash Mavi, Kineget Pitchoi. Like somebody, you have your door opening up into the Movi, you have Daudamis out there in the Movi. Now what you want to do is, those dalamas that you own, you want to put a mechitza around it, like to block it off. Like if you have the front dalamas to use, you want to put mechitzas around it, to use it privately. Are you allowed to do it or not? Echad mevnei bovi, mavi, shebikesh listan keneged pitzkoi. He wants to make mechitzas around his dalamas in the mavi. The locker is, he can't do that. Bnei mavi makvin olof. The people and the other people living there have the right to stop him from putting up those walls. Shemar Malayim is a derech, because they're blocking the road. Like it's an alleyway. It's the way you walk through to get to your house. So if you're going to have, like, outside your house, a big, like, wall there, I can't walk through it. So true, you have a right to use there to unload your stuff, but you have no right to block it off with walls to stop the people from walking through. Meisrei Avakasha. It says, Chomesh Chatzeres. Psuchas Lamavuiv. If 5 different Chatzeres open up into one alleyway, Kula Mishtam Shois. All 5 of them have a right to use with the outside one. The outside one uses for himself. And the rest of them use with the second one. And so it keeps on going down. Rashi says like this. One next to the other one. Most movies are closed. The siphon at one end. Most movies are closed on 3 sides of it. Just the top opens up to Rosh Hashanah. So they have now 5 chotzes, one in back of the other. So all, everyone's allowed to use. Kula mishtam shes imachitzoina. So Rashi says, means kinegdo, shere bekulan yesh derech movi. Like the one that lives on the top, near the Rosh Hashanah, his Rosh Hashanah in the movi, everybody else could use also. Because when they walk in the Mavui, they have to pass over his Rishus. The Chol Sheishna Derech, Yeshna Tashmi, Sheina Makiv Derech Mavui. You can't stop him. The Achitzen of the Mishamash Yatsma, Kineg the Baroich of a Mavui, Avloi Kineg HaBrusa. But the one living on the outside, he can't use inside. Because he doesn't have a Derech to go inside. He only walks outside to Rishus Rabbim. But the people living in front of the alleyway, near the main street, so they only have a right to use the Daldamas in front of their house. But the other people that live further in, they have a right to use all the daladamas until they get to the house. That's the idea. So again, it says, "Va'asham shtam shemim mashniya," with the second one. Now the ashniya, the second one inside, v'shtamesh liyatzma, he could only use his property and the one in front, but not the ones further down, because he doesn't go further down. U'mishtamesh shemim achitzayna, the second one could only use the property in front of his bayis, in front of his chotzer, and in front of the first ones. Nimtz comes out like this. Kanimius, the fifth one lives all the way inside, Mishtameshus Liatzma. He's allowed to use his Rishus in front of his chotzer, u'meshtameshesum kol achas yachas. He could use everybody else's also, because the way he gets in there is walking through everybody else's rishus. So who you see that they have a right to go through? But the kashrus says like this: here it says the inside one is mishtamash liyatzma. Mash was in front of your rishus. You have the only one to right to use it, and nobody else could use it. So if so, you have a right to block it off. So that's not like Rafuna. Rafuna said before, in the Mavui, you can't block off anybody. You have a right to walk any place you want in the Mavui. And it's not like this Bryce. The other Bryce says, the Rishus in front of your house, you're allowed to block it off. If nobody else uses it, you're the furthest in, so the Chot, the Rishus in front of you, you're the one that's using it. The people out in front don't use it. So you are allowed to block off your Rishus. So that's not like Rafuna. So Marin says, Tanoya, say some Achlokas Tanoyim. The Tanya we learned, Echod Mibnei Mavui, one of the people in this Mavui, Shebikesh Lachsha Pishoi, L'Mavui Yachar, he wants to open up his door into the next Mavui, the next alleyway, so Bnei Mavui Makvin Olof, that the Bnei Mavui is allowed to stop him. They don't want him to open up to let the people from the other alleyway come into this alleyway. Hoyu Sosim, what's going to be if that door was closed up? Ubikesh L'Pishoi L'Pishoi, now he wants to open it up again. Izein Bnei Mavui Makvin Olof, the Bnei Mavui can't stop him. Was to make a new door, he's not allowed to. But if the door was already made, and it was closed, and now he wants to reopen it, then they can't stop him. The Rashi says, "Why you saw some? Show you loy mikoyed them tetsa b'suach loy. First, there was an entrance. The sosma was closed, and later on, they want to open it up again. Now the people cannot stop him. Ein b'nei movi makvin alof. Divrei Rebbe. That's what Rebbe holds. Rebbe Shimon ben Elazar, and Shimon Elazar says no. Chomish chaserus half sukas l'movi. If you have five chaserus." That are opened up into the Mavui, Kula Mishtamshus Mavizu. All of them are allowed to use this Mavui. Kula Mishtamshus Mavizu. Imzu. Imzu. Mavizu. Imzu Chatseris. So where it says, Man Chashmei. Who's talking about this? Who's talking about the Chatseris here? As Rashi says, it means Kula Mishtamshus Mavui, Bechol HaMavui. Ve'afilu Chitzen Alpanimi. That he all could